From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Belgian prosecutors charged four more suspects Saturday linked to the deadly suicide bombings in Brussels that killed 32 people last month. Also Saturday, Belgium's federal prosecutor said that Paris attack suspect Mohamed Abrini has admitted he was the man in the hat seen accompanying two suicide bombers at Brussels airport March 22nd. Abrini, a 31-year-old Belgian of Moroccan descent, is suspected to be linked with the Paris attacks as well. Despite multiple arrests in connection with the November 13 attacks in Paris and the deadly bombings in Brussels last month, Belgium's capital remains under its second-highest terror alert. The United States and the Afghan government are calling on the Taliban to return to peace talks. At a joint news conference with Afghan President Ashraf Ghani in Kabul Saturday, Secretary of State John Kerry said the Taliban's participation in the peace process could help end the suffering of the Afghan people.
Again today, we call on the Taliban to enter into a peace process, a legitimate process, a real process that provides equal rights, protection for all Afghans, and brings to an end the violence and the suffering that the people of this country have endured for so many years.
Shortly after Kerry left the Afghan capital, witnesses in central Kabul reported hearing at least two explosions. Authorities said they are still working to determine the nature of the blasts and have no reports of casualties. For more on these stories, please log on to our website. That's voanews.com. This is VOA News.